Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's a very different reaction to an equally unimaginable rescue in Bangladesh. 17 days in the rubble of the second floor of the collapsed Rana Plaza, and a resourceful worker, trapped but alive, was found. She was pulled from the rubble in Dhaka earlier today to the cheers of workers who had been for days only moving wreckage and disposing of bodies of victims. "Please save me," were the words that alerted rescuers she was there. More than 1,000 people are now known to have died in the disaster. Mir Sabir is a reporter for the BBC's Bengali service in Bangladesh. Sabir, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So in a very, very grim week, this has to be an utterly miraculous development.
Yes, John, it's an incredible story. It's 16 days since the building has collapsed. And at that 17th day, rescue workers has rescued one woman alive. The woman's name is Reshma, and she confirmed she is a garment worker and has been working for one of the 5 garment factories that were housed in that building. And the rescue workers found her when she was shaking a pipe and from underneath the debris. And immediately the rescue workers rushed to the scene and saw her through a small hole. And she was waving her hand and said, "I'm still here." Then the rescuers cut and drilled through the concrete and were able to rescue her within an hour. She was very weak but was able to talk. She told army officials who were conducting the rescue operation that she was surviving by eating out from her lunchbox that was with her and from scavenging food from her fleeing colleagues. When they were fleeing from the building, they left some food there, and she was scavenging food from there and drinking water from a broken water pipe. And eventually the food became rotten, and for the last 2 days she didn't eat anything.
What a miraculous story, even given the practical solutions that she found to keep herself alive. One of the amazing things is the rescue effort has been over for a while. There's been heavy machinery pulling that wreckage for days now. I mean, she must have been terrified hearing the heavy machinery above her.
Of course, because the last survivor in the Rana Plaza, that's the building which was collapsed, the last survivor was found 12 days ago, but the rescuers couldn't save her. She died there. But the 3 days after that, the rescue team started using the heavy machinery, bulldozers, to remove the debris actually, and started recovering dead bodies. And by this time, most of the bodies have been decomposed. And they didn't even think that someone could be alive under the debris.
Well, no doubt she will become a symbol of the garment workers who have suffered so much from this tragedy, and the resourcefulness and the hard-working sort of attitude that kept her alive.
Yes, of course, because by this time the death toll from the collapsed building stands on 1,045, and still there are bodies inside the debris. Of course, she'll become a symbol. And I can tell you that when she was rescued and when she was recovered from the debris, the crowd there, the hundreds of people were gathered there to hearing the news that someone was found alive, and they erupted in cheers, and they were chanting slogans that, the God is great, this is a miracle, and so on. And the whole country, for the last 17 days, they were hearing more dead bodies are coming out, and it's been a very grim situation, but this is a very, very good news for the whole country.
Mir Sabir is a reporter from the BBC Bengali service in Dhaka. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.